G'day, I'm Alice Dempster. You might not know, but Squiz Kids is part of a bigger news offer. So while Squiz Kids is great for the little people in your life, if you want an adult fix of news every day, just search for Squiz Today in your podcast app. 6 a.m. every weekday. In 10 minutes, we'll get you across the news.
Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, Squiz Kids listeners, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults Weekly News Quiz. Your chance to see who's had their listening ears on and been paying the most attention to the week that just was. I'm Bryce Corbett. All week in the Squiz Kids Today podcast, we've been bringing you the big news stories of the day, run through our kid-friendly filter to make sure you know all you need to know about the world around you. Now, it's time to test how much of the week's news you've retained, and in the process, see who's smarter, kids or adults. Plus, of course, because it's a Friday, we've got all today's birthday shout-outs and all the shout-outs for the weekend ahead, including, of course, the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be a Friday without it. So, here's how the quiz works. 5 questions for kids about the weekend news, then 5 questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions wins. Easy. You ready? Let's do this. Alright kids, here are your 5 questions. Question number 1. What was the name of the special 28-minute Bluey episode that went to air last Sunday? Yep, well done if you said The Sign. Question number 2. We heard in the podcast this week how a company in the United States is flying dogs in private jets. What is the name of the company? Is it A, Fido Flights, B, Wag Wings, or C, Bark Air? Well done if you said C, Bark Air. Question number 3. True or false? Janelle Fowler of the West Coast Fever netball team landed every single one of her 65 attempts at a single point goal in her team's Super Netball win last Saturday over Sunshine Coast Lightning. It is indeed true. What an amazing feat it was, too. Question number 4. Which animal escaped from a wildlife reserve and wandered into a neighbourhood in Cape Town, South Africa? And I'll give you a hint. It's got a very bulky body, stumpy legs, an enormous head and a tiny little tail, and it loves to bathe in muddy water and can occasionally be found on the roof eating cake. Did you say hippo? Then you'd be right. Question number 5. We heard in the podcast this week how the Olympic flame started its journey from Mount Olympus in Greece this week on a 100-day journey to the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. How does it get there? Is it A, by hot air balloon, B, by carrier pigeon, or C, as part of a torch relay? Yep, the answer's C, a torch relay. How did you go, kids? How many did you get right out of 5? Do you reckon that's enough to beat the adults? I hope so. All right, adults, now it's your turn. Let's fire up the old grey matter, and here we go. Question number 1. Which sporting brand raised eyebrows this week with their Team USA uniforms for the Paris Olympics? Yeah, that's right, it was Nike, and they were quite revealing. Question number 2. This week saw the extradition hearing of Julian Assange. What is the name of his website on which he published classified information? Yeah, that's right, it is of course WikiLeaks. Question number 3. Which Middle Eastern country launched a drone attack on Israel this week? Yes, it was, of course, Iran. Question number four. Name the football club owned by Hollywood stars that was promoted to League One this week in English football. It's also the subject of a TV show. Yeah, the club, of course, is Wrexham FC. Question number five. Which Australian performer was named among Time magazine's most influential people of 2024? Well done if you said Kylie Minogue. How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Did you beat the kids? Who won bragging rights this week? If you've missed any of these cool news stories throughout the week and you want to refresh your memory, all of this week's Squiz Kids episodes are available for a re-listen wherever you get your podcasts. Well, that's the end of the quiz, which means it's now time for...
Shoutouts.
It's Friday, April 19. Tay-Tay fans will be all a-quiver with news that her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is due to drop this afternoon. Stop everything. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and over the coming weekend. And because it's a Friday, we ought to crack out that old birthday reggae tune, don't you think? Hit it. And it's a happy birthday today to Madison from Cannon Hill, Olivia from Newton, Nora from Woodford, Aaliyah from Seabrook, Jay from Mount Gravatt, Cooper from Aldinga Beach, Jewel from Nightcliff, Theo from Lane Cove North, Harvey from Leongatha, and Elijah from Forest Lake. And also from Forest Lake, a belated birthday shout out to Isla. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening, and I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. Don't forget, there'll be a new one dropping first thing every Friday morning. And the best bit? They're absolutely free. Just as our other excellent content is free too. We're talking to Squiz Kids Today news podcast on Mondays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, a Squiz Kids shortcut or a Squiz the World every Tuesday, and for all the teachers out there, there's the Classroom Companion, our teacher-produced classroom activity sheets. Curriculum aligned and tied to the Daily Pod on Mondays, whose entire back catalogue is now able to be searched via our website. Genius. Check it all out at squizkids.com.au or simply subscribe to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app and all the audio content will magically appear. For now though, this is Bryce Corbett signing off and reminding you all to get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.